Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on this Thursday afternoon. We look forward to this time every Thursday because we have a weekly chat with Elliot Freeman from Sportsnet. Hockey Night in Canada, 31 thoughts. He does it all, and he does a really good job at it. Tonight, the Predators are in Calgary or Calgary, depending on who you talk to. Preds and Flames, tonight at 8 o'clock. I'll have pregame for you starting at 7. Everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. Darren McFarland, that's me. Chase McCabe alongside.
That's me.
Willie D is in Calgary, or is it Calgary? Let's find out from Elliot. Elliot, is it Calgary or Calgary?
I got to tell you, if you know anybody who pronounces it Calgary, they are from millions of miles from that city. I have never heard anyone there pronounce it that way.
Terry Crisp. Ever. Terry Crisp. Crispy does that.
He's got to do it on purpose then, just to get a rise out of it.
So you're saying it's not Calgary? Chris Mason does.
It's
he's from Red Deer.
Not Calgary. No, it's not.
No, wait a minute. Does Chris say Calgary?
No, he's just Calgary.
He does? Okay. I tried to throw Chris Mason in there because he's from Red Deer. I tried to just throw him into the conversation. I just completely made it up, too. So let's leave Chris Mason off that list. Okay. I was just curious. I've heard a lot of Calgary, and I was just curious if that's a thing or not. And you just answered that. Speaking of that team, they have found out that Giordano is not going to be in the lineup tonight. And I guess he's dealing with a hamstring injury. Surgical procedure required, but it's not going to be long-term, but for the foreseeable future, he will not be in the lineup, and that's good news for the Preds because they won't have to face him tonight. Calgary's captain.
Great news for you guys.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great news for you guys. And to be honest, it's good news for Calgary, too, in the sense that I think they were really worried that he was seriously injured when he got hurt on Tuesday night against San Jose. There's some guys, when they leave a game, people roll their eyes and say, oh, he's got a hangnail or something like that. And there's other guys who leave a game and people are sitting there saying, that's bad because he never leaves. And Mark Giordano would be in column number two. When he leaves a game, it's bad news. I know they were really worried about it. You won't see him tonight, which is good news for you guys, but they'll take it knowing that it's not the worst-case scenario.
Well, the Predators were back at it Tuesday night doing what they've done all year long, having all of us trying to figure out what team is going to show up, and we found out it was the good team, the team that went into Winnipeg and won again. They've beaten Winnipeg there in the peg twice now in the last 2.5 weeks, and they came away with a nice OT win. And they've gone in there, like I said, and collected 4 points against the Jets in the last 2.5 weeks. Now the question is, what team will be in Calgary tonight?
If I knew that, I'd be playing Powerball.
And if we knew that, we would join you.
you know what this is to me tonight? Like, Craig Simpson, for those of you guys who don't know him, Craig Simpson works with me on the broadcast. He's a game analyst. Craig was, a 50-goal scorer once in the NHL. He won a couple of Stanley Cups with the Edmonton Oilers. And then he coached for a while after his career, and now he works in broadcasting. And he always said to me, be wary of the team and the player who does really well when the season's over. And I always think about that. It's something I look at a lot. Like, how well does somebody do when the games really matter? And I'm looking at your team tonight, and I think this is going to tell us a lot. Because you guys looked out, and now you've crawled back to the point where you're almost there. Like, if you beat these guys in regulation tonight, you are right behind them with games in hand. You've got games in hand against everybody, and right now Calgary's the last playoff team in the West. Like, to me, if you guys show up and play hard tonight, it doesn't matter what the outcome is. You just show up and you play hard. You're telling David Poile that there's a heartbeat there and it's coming. But if you flop, especially without their number one defenseman and the league's number one defenseman last year, you're saying, holy smokes, we don't have a pulse. So I think this is a huge, huge indicator of where you guys are going.
Good stuff. Elliot Friedman on the line with us. Do you pronounce it Bufflin or Bifuglian? No, all kidding aside, Dustin Bufflin.
Wow.
That's pretty funny.
Elliot, I'm sorry.
What? I used to do that all the time.
I got a good laugh out of it.
So, you know, it looks like this odd story that we've talked about all year long is maybe headed for some closure. I asked David Poile about it on Tuesday. Obviously, he had to be very careful with his words. But yeah. I just kind of wanted him to weigh in like a general manager's approach to, you know, if – this guy, you have to find out, is this guy want to play? Does he want to retire? Is he even capable of playing this year? How is this all going to play out? Obviously, you're much closer to the ground on this story than us.
Well, it's going to play out at some point. It didn't happen today. At noon Eastern time, so 11 your time every day, people get put on waivers. A team has the option to put a person on waivers. And at some point, it hasn't happened yet, so the next time is the opportunity is tomorrow, he's going to get put on waivers. And he's going to be put on a special kind of waivers, which is unconditional waivers to terminate his contract. That lasts for 24 hours. The next day, at noon the next day, somebody has the opportunity to claim him. Now, if you claim him, you have to accept his deal. And Bufflin has a cap hit of $7.6 million. And this year, it's a prorated $8 million in real cash, and next year, it's $6 million in real cash. I don't think anybody's doing that. I think he's going to go unclaimed, and then I think the Jets are going to terminate his deal, at which point he'll be able to sign with anybody. Now, from what I've heard this year, and I'm pretty sure about this, he hasn't skated. He's been injured all year. He had an ankle injury last year. He thought it would get healthy over the summer with rest. It didn't, and he hasn't skated all this year. I know he's not going to play this year. I do think in the summer, or even now, actually, there's going to be a lot of teams, if not everybody's going to reach out to him and say, how are you feeling? Because if Dustin Bufflin's playing and he's healthy, he's a difference maker. You know, earlier in the year, when he told the Jets he wasn't going to play, I heard he wanted to retire. And I wasn't the only person like that. A lot of us heard that. But it's been denied, but nobody really knows for sure how he feels. Also, and I'm not saying this to make fun of Bufflin because I'm a big guy myself. He's a really big guy, and conditioning. You know, is he going to be ready to play? So I think he'll be a free agent. I think almost everybody's going to talk to him. And like David Poile said, you're going to have to determine his health to play and his willingness to play.
Bad news here, good news in St. Louis. Saw where Tarasenko was actually skating this morning. I know he's still a ways away, but this is the start of the process. I was kind of hoping he would not lace him up the rest of the season. What are you hearing on that front, and how available do you think he's going to be the rest of the way, in your opinion?
Well, he started skating last week, and I saw that report this morning about him skating today. I think some teams were wondering if St. Louis would hire him. If St. Louis would hide him until the playoffs. Now, in 2015, when Chicago won the Stanley Cup, Patrick Kane was injured, I think, in January. And he did not play the rest of the regular season. They used the extra cap space to acquire another center, Antoine Vermette, and then miraculously for game one of the playoffs, Kane was healthy. And in the playoffs, the salary cap doesn't count anymore. So the Blackhawks were smart. They used the time to hide Kane, to add another player, and Vermette was a key piece for them as they won the Stanley Cup. I think some of us wondered if St. Louis would try that. Now, a few years ago, they had an injury to Alex Steen, and I asked Doug Armstrong back then if he would do it. This was the year after Chicago won the Cup, and he said no. He said if a player was healthy enough to play, he was going to play him. So I think you have to assume that because Tarasenko is skating, I don't think he's ready to return, but I think he's getting closer. Despite that, I do think St. Louis is going to try to get a forward. They're in on Chris Kreider from the Rangers. I believe they're in on Mike Hoffman from Florida. Two different players. Kreider is more of a bruiser and a scorer. Hoffman is a pure scorer. He's got an incredible shot, a great release, but he's not a bruiser. But I think that St. Louis is going to try to add a forward. I just think the question is, you know, if Tarasenko's back and healthy, do they have to move something out to make cap room, or do they try to hide Tarasenko until the playoffs? But if he's skating now, it's going to be harder to do that.
Talking to Elliot Friedman, Sportsnet, Hockey Night in Canada. He joins us every Thursday at 1 o'clock. I want to go back to something from your 31 Thoughts column and a conversation you had with David Poile as we were discussing earlier, because what stood out to me was I asked him a similar question when he was with us on Tuesday about the long-term contracts and how he monitors that as a general manager and if he worries about his team getting too close. I thought it was interesting that you brought that up, and his answer was, I don't want to think that that is the case. I refuse to believe that's true. What did you make of that answer? Because I find it interesting.
I made, and also, like, the advantage in a phone conversation, guys, is, you know, when you write it, it's hard to convey, you know, the emotional response or the verbal response. That's why I tried to paint the picture by writing about the pauses and stuff. When we spoke and he said that, the reaction I got was, he's wondered about that himself. Like, I think he's wondered if that is part of the problem, that there's too many long-term deals and that some of his players have lost some edge. But I think if he says that to me, you know, that could be like a grenade going off in your dressing room. You have to be very careful as a general manager when you say things like that, because, for example, you know, you guys reading it and the fans reading it in Nashville, you can start to tee off on the players and say, our GM doesn't think they care anymore, or our GM doesn't think their heart isn't in it. So what that says to me is he's concerned about it. He won't come out and say it because he doesn't want that to be used against his group, but he's weighing at least the possibility of it. He just either doesn't think 100% that's the case, or he doesn't want the public to think that that's the case. But I think what it says to me is it also is that when he comes out and says, I'm willing to consider just about anything except the obvious, that he's going to at least listen on some of to test the value in some of those guys.
So, I mean, we've talked about Kyle Turris many times since you've been coming on with us, and it's been out there that he's tried to move him and hasn't been able to, even though Turris is playing much better. Mikael Granlund is an unrestricted free agent. He's playing better under John Hines. Who are some of the guys that you think he realistically could be able to move if he wanted to?
Well, I think Turris is still very, very difficult, if not impossible. You know, Granlund, the better he plays, like, I think the thing now is, you know, if you guys win tonight and you're a point out of the playoffs or 2 points out of the playoffs if it goes to OT, I don't see him trading Granlund if Granlund's going. Now, you know, I mean, again, he could be knocked away with a great offer. He could get presented with something else. I think you could get something for Granlund as long as Granlund continues to play well, but it's always the vicious cycle of, if he plays well, you might want to keep him too. Like, we know the names that have been out there. You know, Turris, Granlund, Smith, some of your other guys. You know, I still think it's going to be hard. I just think, you know, unless you're willing to move guys like Forsberg and Arvidsson, which I don't think he really wants to do, then I think it's going to be hard to move the needle.
Do you think that he could be in a position to make a hockey trade? And by that, I mean upgrade, you know, on defense or maybe another forward, but I look more on the back end.
I think absolutely. I think if you're willing to give up the right thing, like, look, I mean, let's work backwards. Who's he not trading? Well, he's not trading Yossi. He's not trading Ellis. And he's not trading Ekholm. Is there anybody else you think is untouchable besides that?
Who did you say again?
Ellis, Yossi, Ekholm.
Fabro.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd probably throw Fabro in.
I'd put Fort, well, on the back end, yeah.
On the back end.
No, but, like, would you say Forsberg's untouchable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take these five guys out.
Renee, of course.
Yeah, Renee. So then what are you going to be able to move that's going to get you value?
And that's the tough question. I mean, Johansson, that's a hefty contract. There's still some.
He's having a down year, right?
Yeah.
He's trading from a place of weakness.
Yeah. Look, I mean, the one that that I say I don't want to trade him, I would if it, you know, completely blew me away, but I wouldn't be happy about it, would be Arvidsson.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you're doing that, and I think that Arvidsson's a very important piece of your team, like a very important piece of your team. If you're doing that, you have to have your socks blown off. Like, you, because the thing is, you have to sell that to you guys and your fans and your room. Okay? So you have to be able to, like, if you're trading a guy like Arvidsson, we all have to look at that trade and say, oh, I get it. That's the only way you can make that work.
Yep. Good stuff as always, Elliot. Is it offense or offense? I'm just kidding. I'll be better next week. I promise.
I say offense. Like I said, my comments are always offensively
better. I'll be better next week. I'm sorry for this.
Hey, it's all good.
Hey, thanks for always kind of rolling with it. We always have fun with you every Thursday. So thanks for doing this, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, you do the same. Thanks, Elliot Freeman. Sportsnet brought to you every week by Carrie Zier, Remax Elite. Your chance to win tickets to the next home game. On the other side, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.